Litcast Slovakia, the podcast about Slovak literature in English. Welcome to the first edition of Litcast Slovakia in 2021 and Happy New Year to all our listeners. My name is Julia Sherwood. I'm a literary translator and I will continue hosting these podcasts for a few more months this year. Helping me usher in the new year is my first guest, Peter F. Rius Jílek, a literary critic specializing in contemporary and 20th century Slovak literature. Peter teaches Slovak language and literature at the University of Zagreb and writes reviews for journals such as Fraktal, Capital, as well as Rozum, where he also has a regular column. His reviews are also available on the website www.jilek.cafe. Hello, Peter. Welcome to Litka Slovakia and Happy New Year to you.
Hello, Julia. I also wish you Happy New Year and I wish Happy New Year to the listeners of your podcast.
Thank you. But maybe I should have said a happier new year, since 2020 was quite difficult for most of the world and we were mostly happy to see the back of it. And this must be doubly true in Croatia, where you are based, as if the coronavirus pandemic wasn't enough, the country was shaken by several earthquakes last year. So in March, you wrote a blog about a massive earthquake you experienced in the country's capital, Zagreb. And as recently as 29th of December, the town of Petrinja was shaken by an even more powerful quake. And I understand that it was also felt in the capital, which is about 60 kilometers away. Were you actually in Zagreb when that happened? And how did last year's disasters affect your work, both in terms of teaching and moving between Croatia and Slovakia?
Yes, you're right. I can agree with you. And I really hope that 2021 will be happier for all of us. At the beginning of 2020, I had some New Year's resolutions and had plans how I would spend the whole year. When I came from Erasmus teaching mobility at the University of Warsaw in Poland, shortly afterwards, the World Health Organization declared a pandemic and my faculty at the University of Zagreb in Croatia switched to online teaching. I was mainly worried about my family in Slovakia, and then there was an earthquake. The quake occurred early in the morning and I was already up and was working, writing a review. And I remember how my walls were swaying like a house of cards. The quake caused great material damage in Zagreb. Fortunately, there was only one victim. Since I was working from home anyway, I preferred to move to my apartment in Bratislava. At the beginning of the winter term, I returned to Zagreb, and in the meantime, the pandemic situation worsened in the autumn. So I teach this term online again and staying in Slovakia, now in my hometown of Poprad, below the High Tatras, with my family and my puppy. When I heard of an even bigger earthquake in the small town of Petrinja near Zagreb, I immediately called my colleagues and friends, and they told me that this earthquake was much worse than the March one, which affected me. It'll be very difficult for me to live in the area of central Croatia nowadays, because experts predict that the earth there won't calm down very quickly. 2020 taught many of us not to take things for granted. I believe that this vaccination year will significantly prevent the spread of the virus. It is the only chance to defeat this pandemic, but I am also afraid that we will have to fight more with another pandemic of stupidity. Sometimes I feel it's like to be on the pages of some dystopian novel.
Actually, this links quite well to my next question, which is that over the past few decades, the teaching of languages in general, and especially smaller ones like Slovak, has been reduced at universities around the world, certainly here in the UK and in the US, which really doesn't help to increase the general intelligence of the populace. Now, you teach Slovak language and literature at the University of Zagreb. Is there much interest in the subject in Croatia? And how do you feel about the decline in the teaching of the Slovak language and languages in general? And do you feel that this trend can ever be reversed?
Unfortunately, I must say that the trend of declining interest in Slovak studies can be observed in Croatia, and as I know, also at several universities in continental Europe. The reasons are different in each region. It may be due to demographics, poor presentation of the study program, the popularity of other bigger programs, and so on. I see the solution in the ability of universities to adapt and offer students not only a narrow philological education, but a broader program focused on cultural, economic, political, and social contexts. That could be the way how to reverse this trend.
Well, I hope so. I know this is exactly what they've done in London at the School of Slavonic Studies, where when I was a student, you could actually get a complete degree in Czech and Slovak literature. And that was later changed. And now you can study Slovak language or Czech language and literature, but only as a in combination with other things such as social studies or area studies. So I don't know how much it's helped. It certainly helped preserved at least some teaching of these languages. Now, students from countries where Slovak is not taught can attend the summer school in Bratislava, which is part of the Studia Academica Slovaka program run by the Comenius University. And you have taught at that summer school for a number of years. So what can potential students expect to learn there? And do you think that this kind of course is enough to get people seriously interested in Slovak literature and maybe even encourage them to try their hand at literary translation?
During the approximately 10 years that I've been teaching at the Summer School of Slovak Language and Culture, Studia Academica Slovaka, organized by the Faculty of Arts in Bratislava, I've met a large number of people from all over the world. Very often, students who have received a scholarship, then translators or interpreters, for example, from the institutions of the European Union. But also people who learn languages as their hobby. Studia Academica Slovaka is not just a summer language course, it has a much richer program. The whole 3 weeks have a specific friendly and family atmosphere, which is why many people join the summer intensive program again and again. Of course, you can learn the language in less than a month, but you can get the basics or improve your conversation and discuss more complex topics in more advanced groups focused on literature and translation too. I've met there many students who want to translate books, and I've met professional translators too. I believe that people who sacrifice the August summer months to improve their language knows better what they want from their life and have some discipline how to achieve their goals.
Probably, yes, one can assume that. And have any of these people actually stayed in touch with you or with the other summer school teachers afterwards, as far as you know? And does this Studia Academica Slovaka provide them with any kind of follow-up that would encourage them to develop their interest, or is it just left up to them and their home institutions?
Yes, it often happens that there is some contact between teachers and students even after summer school. Studia Academica Slovaka is a department at the Faculty of Arts at Comenius University in Bratislava and offers a complete bachelor's degree for students from other countries. I think that this department works hard to promote Slovak as a foreign language among students. Students also have the opportunity to come in Bratislava for a scholarship stay for the whole winter or summer term, and can also attend seminars or lectures on translation at other departments.
Oh, that's very good. So there's really actually quite wide-ranging support. I'm really pleased to hear that. Now, quite a few Slovak authors have recently come to Croatia to promote books of theirs that were published there, and you have hosted or attended their readings. So how have the books been received by local critics, and which ones have proved more popular with the readers in Croatia and why?
I must say that Slovak literature is relatively unknown to common Croatian readers, and I rarely find a review of Slovak books. So I try, and not only me, to promote contemporary Slovak literature in Croatia. Recently, books by, for example, Pavel Vilikovsky and Bala have been published, and translations of Ivana Dobrakovova and Petr Šulej will be published soon. I mostly host readings of Slovak writers for Croatian students of Slovak studies, and I also hosted a reading of the first Balas book translated into Croatian at the largest Croatian book fair in 2019, but it's still not enough. If you want to promote Slovak books, you need their translations. Today there are good support programs that can be used, but I believe it should be a more permanent campaign and strategy by national cultural institution in Slovakia to translate Slovak books into European languages.
Well, the Information Center for Literature, LITS, the producers of our podcast, are doing what they can, but I agree that it's even more support would be needed, so let's hope we'll get it eventually. But sadly, you know, let alone readers in Croatia or in England, even in back home in Slovakia, many readers don't seem to be terribly interested in good quality Slovak writing. And to counter this indifference, more and more author readings and literary festivals and competitions are being organized, and one of these most high profile ones is the annual Anasoft Litera Award, which has now been going for 16 years, I believe. So how successful do you think this competition has been in raising the profile of contemporary Slovak literature?
It is great if the literature of one country or one language has a representative book award, which gains natural respect from most experts and writers, and it's promoted among readers. I think that during those 16 years, I believe, this award has gained a significant position in Slovakia and has become a significant support for contemporary Slovak prose. But I can say that I still lack the export of Slovak literature to other countries under the brand Anasoft Litera. When I want to know what literary tendencies and trends prevail in other countries, I follow the results of various renowned national and or international awards. So I would like the brand Anasoft Litera to increase the sales of contemporary Slovak literature, not only in Slovakia, but also to support its translations in other languages.
In what way do you mean they should actually allocate some funding for translations or help to find publishers abroad? I mean, I know that they used to have an English website which has disappeared, so that certainly would help to have at least the basic information about the writers and the shortlisted books in English. Is that the sort of thing you have in mind?
Absolutely. Some funding for winning books will be amazing. It would help financially support translation publishing and promoting abroad.
If we stay with the Anasoft Litera Prize, last year you were actually on the panel. So I'd like to know what the experience was like for you, and are you allowed to tell us what your personal favorites or favorite book were and why?
First of all, I was very pleased to be approached. Honestly, it was a great honor for me to be a member of the jury of the most prestigious book award in Slovakia, and I find it quite difficult to reconcile my personal and working life with a plan to read more than 100 books in a few months, some of which I would certainly not reach for as a reader under normal circumstances. I mean some very miserable romantic and erotic novels, but I'm still a professional, I hope. And your second question, I was a little surprised that three of my colleagues in the jury voted for the book Sheptuchy by Alena Sabuchova, and two of us voted for the book Čepies by Katarína Kucbelová. Personally, I think that the book Čepies by Katarína Kucbelová is much more complex and deserves to win the main prize.
Well, we'll see if either of these two books, either Sheptuchy, which probably could be translated as Whisperers by Alena Sabuchova, will be translated into English, or Čepiec, the Bonnet by Katarína Kucbelová, who until publishing this book has actually been mostly known as a poet. Now, in the interviews that you gave in your capacity as Anasoft Literature Judge, you sounded very diplomatic. But on the other hand, the reviews that you publish on in various journals can often be quite scathing. So if I can just give a few quotes for our listeners to get a sense. The author's contribution to the subject is totally superfluous. Or the hasty and clipped roundup in the book's final section is clunky. Or, meanwhile, we are faced with the greatest disaster in terms of composition. Or, a gift for picking a powerful subject is not quite enough. This experiment has failed. Or, the novel fits into the kind of instant fare disguised behind an intellectual veil. Or, you don't mince your words, do you? Now, is this approach common in Slovak literary criticism, and how do people respond to it?
I must say that I really like how striking my words sound in English, and that is also my goal, to write a review that will not be boring and will be read by common readers who are interested in literature a little more. Of course, my style depends on which journal I publish in, and I can sound also academic. I like to read reviews in English, and they inspire me because they combine the appeal of journalistic language and academic expertise. I encounter mostly positive reactions to my reviews, which is indicated also by the number visiting my website. And of course, I have some negative reactions, mostly anonymous comments and from people who really don't know how to read literature. I suspect that some of them might be writers who are offended.
Could well be true, but I also really couldn't agree more with you about English literary criticism, which is often just so well written. Sometimes I read a review and just admire the writing of the review itself. It's very, very rarely boring. In your work as a literature scholar, you have covered both 20th century and contemporary literature, and recently have started a PhD. So can you tell me what that is about?
In my PhD thesis, I deal with configurations of the categories of gender and sexuality. It's a space that has not yet been more comprehensively analyzed in Slovak literature. I try to interpret some texts using gender and queer theories and find out how these categories affect them. The only challenge is that gender and queer issues have appeared sporadically in Slovak literature, at present to a slightly greater extent, but it is still a marginal topic. That's all I can say for now, and I hope that in the near future you will be able to read all my work about it.
Yes, these issues certainly don't feature much in Slovak literature or in writing about it, with the exception maybe of the feminist publishing house aspect, the journal Glossolalia, or more recently Capital. Could you give me some specific examples of authors and literary works that you are going to cover in your thesis?
For example, one part of my thesis deals with the character of Michaela Rosová's novella Dandy, how this character is modeled and connections between 19th century fashion and 21st century performance of specific subcultures. The analysis also focuses on cultural differences between so-called authentic dandism and its recycled version. Another part of my thesis deals with the thematization of transgender elements in Slovak prose. I can name Uršula Kovalik, Michal Horecký, Mirka Manáková and Jana Bodnárová. And I plan to analyze the reflection of sexual communities and normativity in Slovak literature. My conclusion is that this socially and politically highlighted topic has not yet found proper artistic expression and still lies on the periphery of writers' interests.
So I really look forward to reading your thesis when it's finished. When do you think it'll be finished?
Oh, maybe next year, I hope.
Okay, well, good luck with that.
Thank you.
In 2019, there was a conference at University College London that concentrated on Slovak literature since 1989. And towards the end, I asked the participants to recommend books that they think should be published in English. And one young woman in the audience felt that there was too much emphasis on literary fiction. And she thought that there was a lot of very good genre fiction published in Slovakia. And she demanded to know why no one has bothered to translate it into English or publish it. And she sort of implied that we were all terrible snobs. Now, personally, I would really quite like to translate some genre literature, but I'm not really sure what to choose because I don't, apart maybe from crime fiction, I don't read it very much and have no overview. And that's why I find it really hard to compare whether, you know, where it fits within the context of international writing. So when I saw that you have judged the Cena Fantasia, an award for fantasy, horror and science fiction, I thought that maybe you might be able to suggest some books. Maybe you come across some recent genre fiction that you think would actually stand up in this competition on the Anglophone market.
I love genre fiction, and I can agree with the woman in the audience that if we are discussing the promotion of Slovak literature outside Slovakia, it would be good not to forget about popular production. But when we talk about Slovak genre fiction, I feel that it doesn't reach the quality of books in English language world. Slovak popular writers often try to copy commercially successful narratives from American and British literature, and this practice can't compete original sources. As a reader, when I want to relax, I usually reach for non-Slovak speculative or crime fiction. Maybe it sounds very strict, but according to me, Slovak genre literary works are like B-movies. It can be guilty pleasure for me, but I hope someone shows up one day.
Well, if you come across something really worth reading and maybe translating, please do let me know.
Okay.
I'll definitely at least give it a read. And do you have any recommendations for works of Slovak literary fiction, contemporary or classic, that you think should be translated into English?
As I said before, I consider it important that national cultural institutions in Slovakia should strategically finance translations of Slovak literature. Many Slovak works in the 20th century reach the European level, but only scholars know about it. I consider it important that, in addition to the contemporary literature, the main works of the 20th century could be also translated, especially in English, so that more readers and scholars around the world can read them. I can think of many books, for example, works by Gejza Vámos, Milo Urban, novel Pisar Gráč by Jece Hronsky, but for example, the novel Lampa by Dušan Kužel could be one of them too.
I don't think I've actually read that, so this is something I'm going to put on my reading list. So thank you for that. Thank you for your other recommendations and for all your really interesting answers. It was great fun talking to you. Thank you, and good luck with your PhD. And I hope that you can soon resume your normal life and return to Zagreb.
Thank you too, and bye.
Thank you, bye.